This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Bill Casey, and here's what's happening. State police arrest a man in connection to the suspected arson at Governor Shapiro's Harrisburg residence. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
Authorities say 38-year-old Cody Ballmer of Harrisburg is in custody in connection with what officials suspect was an arson. That happened around 2 a.m., the governor saying he and his family were jarred awake by police banging at their door. Shapiro was understandably very shaken up this evening on the southwest lawn as the smell of smoke and ash still emanated from the dining room behind him, and he condemned attacks like this.
This type of violence is not okay, and it has to stop. We have to be better than this, and we have a responsibility to all be better.
Beth Bean has lived in Uptown Harrisburg for nearly four decades, just a block away from the governor. She says for her, something like this is unprecedented.
Never anything like this. This is shocking to me. And just couldn't believe it. I was just in shock that this happened, and it's very scary. I'm shook about this.
No details yet from officials on motive or timeline, though authorities believe the suspect was not on the premises very long. There was a lot of damage sustained in one part of the mansion, the southwest corner. It looks like a dining room, and it's where the governor says he hosted his first Passover Seder, the first night celebration of Passover, just last night with friends, family, and guests. Officials do say, Phil, that they recovered what they called homemade incendiary devices. Mr. Ballmer has not been charged yet, though the Dauphin County DA's office does expect to file those soon, and they should include charges like aggravated arson and terrorism and attempted homicide.
Shapiro splits his time between the house in Harrisburg that housed governors since it was built back in the 1960s and a home in Abington about 100 miles east. A hidden piece of baseball history faces the axe this month. A rundown Cheltenham house is actually the childhood home of Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, it's set to be demolished later this month.
149 Greenwood Avenue in Wincote is where Hall of Fame slugger Reggie Jackson grew up in the 1950s and 60s. But the long-abandoned and dilapidated house is about to be torn down to make way for a parking lot. Jackson's father ran a tailor shop on the first floor, and in the 1970s, the building was renovated to house an insurance agency. But it's been abandoned for 40 years. Matt Siegel is a managing partner of Greenwood Avenue LLC, the entity that owns the property. He says Jackson has fond memories of his childhood, but he's okay with the house being torn down.
I've spoken to him probably a dozen times over the last few years, and he didn't have any attachment to that house, understanding what the condition was.
Siegel says demolition is set to begin April 28th. The Mainline Cars and Coffee Show welcomed hundreds of car enthusiasts in Wayne, Pennsylvania. KYW Sharon A. Howard was there for all of the action.
I haven't had so much fun. hit the gas and go. I'd be so excited. Gas!
That's 7-year-old Silas and his older brother Mason. They were living the dream, imagining themselves behind the wheel of dozens of supercars, old and new, as they drove by souped-up Corvettes, Ferraris, and 15-year-old Mason. He says, yeah, he's ready.
I'm excited to drive soon, so probably the green Volta. It catches my eye. That's like one of my favorite Lamborghinis for sure.
Brett Mesro, he founded Cars and Coffee during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Over the course of 5 years, we've helped out a ton of charities. Right now, we've been helping out the Chester County K-9 SWAT unit charity. So,
oh, and giving to charity never sounded so good. I met Kyle and his dad, Roy, who've had their classic Ford Mustang since 1977. That's the sound of a plane landing, clearly.
It sure makes a statement.
Greg and Mark say the experience to them, it's almost spiritual.
The culture.
That's right.
It's the life. We truly connect with our cars.
If you missed this one, the next Mainline Cars and Coffee will be held on May 18th. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.